Happy New Year.
So, welcome to the very first episode of season 3 of this Black Girl Podcast. I'm just going to get right into the nitty-ish, gritty-ish part of the show, and then we're going to get to the episodes. Our lovely, vivacious, bubbly, triumphant, lovely co-host, The Hill Diva, has at this point in time reluctantly stepped away and has stepped down from her duties as co-host. Just, you know, reshifting certain life priorities. And unfortunately, she had to take a step back from this show. That doesn't mean that she won't be in future episodes. That doesn't mean she won't be, you know, still a family to the show, friend to the show. But I just wanted to put that out there, start the season fresh and clean. So nobody's like, where is she? How is she? She's good. Follow her at The Hill Diva. She's still The Hill Diva. Follow her on Instagram. Send love. She's still, you know, she's still here. She's just not in your ear.
Wow. So profound. I was going to say, also internet, there don't get it. There's no drama. There's nothing.
Oh yeah, there's no drama.
There's no bad blood. She's going to be back on the show, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah.
You know, things happen in life.
And I mean, like, 2022 is all about, you know, doing you. And so she's doing her. And unfortunately, that is not being a part of the show as much anymore. And that's okay. But with that being said, I am your host, Ola.Miss.Lola on IG, a.k.a. Lola. I am accompanied by the lovely Mister.
Hello.
And you can find him on Instagram at Pretentiously Crass.
Oh my gosh, my identity has been revealed.
I know, I did. I've been dropping hints. It's okay. It's not a big deal. And this episode, today we're going to talk about the menses.
The menses?
The menses.
Oh my gosh, is this a trap?
No. just because, like, there's been a few stories floating around that I want to, like, touch on and give my two cents on. But then I also, like, it has the center theme of the menses, you know, because a lot of people like to have been asking the questions since now, you know, 2020 and the panoramic and Kevin Samuels and all that shit about, like, high value men. What's a high value man? What makes a high value from a low value from a no value man? And I obviously can't say, like, I don't know. I feel like the label of what is to be a man is complicated in and of itself. But I want to discuss a topic that surrounds men in a worrisome way. Like, it has me, like, shooketh and a little concerned. And the topic is reproductive coercion. I feel like we've glazed over it before, you know, like maybe in context, out of context, whatever. But I kind of want to just keep it, like, centered and stuck on this, because men, like, a lot of topics online have been centering around this particular viral video on TikTok. I've been seeing clips of it. I've been seeing the actual video, but essentially it's a man going on a rant about how, you know, women should be submissive. They should, you know, a man is above you. You should submit to the man. That, you know, the concept of keys and locks, like, everybody values a master key, but nobody wants a shitty lock, insinuating that a woman that spreads her legs for many men is a shitty lock, and that a man who can go around fucking different women are a master key.
Double standards.
Double standards
all around, yeah.
But it's being revisited this fresh new year.
Everything old is new again in 2022.
Exactly. And so then people start flipping the concept, talking about, like, well, nobody wants a man that's been passed around and community dick and all of this stuff. Which I think it's hilarious. It's great. It's smart. But, the other concept or topic that got thrown in there was the concept of reproduction and having children, because they said, like, if a woman gets pregnant, she's down bad. The most you can have, unless you're octomom, normally you're having 1, 2, rarely 3, 4 babies at one time. Right. If you get pregnant, right? But most times it's one child. You get pregnant and you're pretty much out for the year. You know, like you're pregnant for 40 weeks, usually 36 to 40 weeks, which is 10 months, 9-10 months. And then afterwards, you're not encouraged to have sex for like 6 weeks afterwards, you know? So that's essentially a year of just not having sex after you're essentially very pregnant.
Right.
Whereas a man can essentially, you know, get somebody pregnant, go on and get somebody else pregnant.